So I was about 20, 21 when I started to lose my hair. It was a very gradual process and it coincided with university, so it was a very crucial time in life. It was very gradual. It just started at the crown and I just noticed it. You know, when I was brushing my hair, I could see it in the mirror and I just would think, I'd just kind of part my hair slightly different ways and it just progressed from there over a couple of years. I went to see quite a few doctors actually because I was quite ill at the same time with a totally separate illness to do with my throat and I was hospitalised a couple of times with it. And so after that, my hair loss progressed quite rapidly when I was about 22. So I did go to see a couple of doctors at the time and they weren't entirely sympathetic. You know, they're kind of left with the feeling of, well, it's only your hair, you know, which it stayed with me for a long time. And, you know, a few other opinions, it was just female pattern hair loss, but no solutions either way and kind of, you know, be on your way and you know, be happy. I do remember at the time when it was quite advanced, I would specifically hate having my photograph taken. You know, if there was a group of people and I had to sit down at the front where I couldn't stand to have people behind me, I'd be sweating, you know, and so conscious. And similarly at work, if someone came over to talk to me at the desk, I would have to stand up as well and talk to them or kind of maneuver myself so that they couldn't see the top of my head, which was where the problem was. Windy conditions again, you know, it was just a consistent 24-hour thing I had to think about. It was with me all the time. At the time, I mostly would try and arrange my hair myself. I'd comb it in certain ways and I'd put clips in to try and keep it in place and cover the patches. And that was how I dealt with it mostly. I didn't even want to think about wigs. I didn't want to, I think, admit to myself that I had a problem. I had a real problem. So I just managed it myself. And then I came here. So I found out about the Cinderellaries via the internet, really. There just came a day when I decided I just burst into tears one night before I was going out and didn't want to go out. I was so upset. And I just, my boyfriend at the time said, well, he's now my husband. He was my boyfriend at the time and said, we'll do something about this. Whatever it costs, we'll look into it. So the next day I got up and I just went on the internet and every search I did brought me back to the Cinderellary. You know, I would type in hair loss, solutions, prosthetics, that kind of thing, and it brought me back to the Cinderellary each time. So it was local to me. I decided to come in for a visit. I had no preconceptions about coming to the studio at all. I just didn't know what to expect, to be honest. And the first thing that hit me when I came through the doors was this buzzy atmosphere. It was really young, it was really dynamic, and there was lots of people in there that I felt akin to. You know, there's lots of young girls who looked really friendly, you know, and so that's what really struck me. It was a really warm place to come into. And then I met with Lucinda and I was taken to this beautiful office and we sat down and it was just a lovely meeting, meeting this lovely woman who was interested to know my story, what had brought me here, you know, to the studio that day and how she could help me. And there was no hard sell. There was no, well, you should have this done and spend this amount of money, you should book it today and blah, blah, blah. It was very much, it was very holistic. And it was go away and think about it. In fact, I think if I'd said to her, I want to sign up today, she would have said, no, go and think about it. I think that was the impression I got. So I did go away and think about it, but I couldn't get it out of my head. I just wanted to come back and try it. It was a turning point in my life meeting Lucinda. I can't lie, no. The next day I went into work and I remember work colleagues said, have you dyed your hair? What have you done to your hair? They absolutely had no idea I'd had anything done. And I confided in a couple of really good close friends at work and they were like, I would never have said you've had something like an intralace system put in place. They just didn't know. People mostly said, what have you done? What's different? And obviously I chose just to tell my family and friends. But now I tell people, you know, out of interest, yeah, I'm proud. 8 years down the line, it's totally transformed my confidence. I was a confident person. It's kind of like pre and post hair loss. And pre hair loss, you know, I was a confident, bubbly person. And during the hair loss years, I absolutely lost my confidence. You know, my femininity or one's femininity is all bound up in your hair. You know, a lot of it is. And to start losing your hair, it just strips strips it away, and you know, you feel, you know, pretty desperate and down. So to have that restored, and now I'm literally the envy of my friends with my hair. They don't, you know, a lot of people I meet, you know, I remember being at work one day and I was brushing my hair in the bathroom and this girl said, "You've got such lovely thick hair, Louise, you're so lucky." I was like, I know. It's in the genes, though, but I people just don't know. And I thank the studio every day, you know, for my hair, I really do. Now it literally physically feels like my hair. It doesn't feel weighty or an add-on or anything, because it's all weaved in with my own hair. It just feels so natural, it really does. So, you know, since learning to live with the system now and it becoming like my own hair, swimming, going on holiday is just a joy. It's just a joy. You know, I dive in the pool, I swim without fear of my, you know, coming up out of the water looking like, you know, a bald egg or something. It's absolutely natural. To sum up being a Lucinda Ellery client, I would say in the first instance, just life-changing, really life-changing. You know, I hold my head up high now. This glorious, lustrous hair that friends are, you know, so complimentary about. And then on a just a day-to-day basis, actually coming into the studio, it's such a warm and inviting place to come, and it's me time and it's pamper time, and I leave feeling fabulous. I would say to anyone who's in a similar situation, who's nervous about picking up the phone and perhaps starting on this journey of, you know, regaining their hair and their confidence, to just pick up the phone and come into Lucinda. Lucinda Studio and meet with one of the team, because they're the nicest, warmest and caring team, you know, who will bring you back that confidence and bring you back your hair.